All right, had to grab another Georgia driver here. Garrett Smithley out of Peachtree City, driving that number zero Chevrolet for JD Motorsports. Like second year here, Garrett. And last year here at Atlanta is where you made your debut in this car. And you also ran only your second truck race ever back in 2015 when you were driving, I think, the 63. So what's it like running here at Atlanta?
Yeah, I just look back and it's like this is my fourth national series race here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. So it's like, wow, where'd the time go? But no, it's always fun to come back home. Started racing Legends Bandoleros on the quarter mile, so it's always nice to come back home. We got a lot of family, a lot of friends going to be up in the stands, so that always gets us going a little bit. But back for another year with JD Motorsports, coming off a top 10 at Daytona, that always kind of pumps up the team, pumps up our morale, and hopefully we can kind of ride that momentum and stay up there.
And so you're set for a full season here. We're kind of back to the reality at Atlanta after a ninth place at Daytona. As with a team like yours, where you're toward the back of the garage, that's how it goes. What is your goal for this race and then season long? What's your goal?
Yeah, it's no secret that we're a small team, three car team, and we do a lot with a little. And Johnny gives us everything that we need with our sponsors, everything like that. A goal as a whole, we want to make the playoffs at the end of the day. So, that's what we want to do. We want to knock off some top 15s, some top 10s. Hopefully going back, we have a really good restricted plate program. So going back to restricted plate track at Talladega, hopefully we can pick up another good solid top 10 there. But, we just want to ride the momentum and, stay in the hunt all year. And, hopefully by, I think it's Kentucky was the first race of the chase or the playoffs this year. Hopefully Kentucky will be there, as a threat for the playoffs.
And a much different package than you ran last year, the lower downforce. What's that been like? I mean, you're a younger guy out here and having to go against some of the veterans, but there's a lot of inexperience and your first time running this package. So how does the Zero team and Garrett Smithley shape up?
Yeah, it's we're pretty much relearning how to drive all over again here with the low downforce package. So far, so good. We just came off the track for our second practice, and we're still learning. We got a new crew chief on the box and a new team put together for the Zero team. So we're all learning our characteristics and, what we need out of the car and what we need in the car. And, hopefully by the end of the weekend, we'll have a lot better understanding. For me, the race season really starts this week. Restricted plate racing is always a crapshoot. So now we're, down to work, making sure these cars handle well, making sure that we're going fast, making sure that I've got a good handle on the car, and it's just a learning process. So hopefully after the West Coast swing, after California, we'll have a lot better idea of what we got.
Yeah, well, looks like you got a good shot at it here, Garrett, so good luck this weekend.
I appreciate it.